Will we humans ever be able to find the location of heaven? A recent article has come out addressing why people think they are seeing ghosts. I don't know about you, but most of these articles never seem to address the fact it might be a possibility what they are seeing really is a spirit or ghost. Look, we all know 99% of these sightings can be explained, but there is that 1% that will never be accepted, by admitting something paranormal was sighted. Most people, as I have said in the past, don't like to admit it when they see something like the ghost of a loved one come to them in some manner. I am not talking about going to a medium or some other such thing, I am talking about those who might be alone or with another in a place like their home when suddenly they see the spirit of a loved one, or they hear their voice asking a question or relaying a message. Too many honorable people have had this experience to ignore the fact. To label this as a mental lapse of some kind or a mistaken experience just doesn't cut it. The article I read tried to explain all this away by saying scholars from the fields of neuroscience and cognitive psychology know better, and the reason for these visions is their brains are wired differently and the way they process information causes them to believe they are seeing something which isn't there. I say when more than one person sees a spirit in their home and no one else is around, this would indicate to me this theory is all wet. Another theory was somehow one's perception of seeing a ghost that wasn't really there can be broadcast to the brains of other people. This is far from ever being proven and assumes we have a secret power we are not aware of. While we know our brains can control computers and such, so far, an electrical connection and a computer are needed to do this. No one I know about has been able to influence a computer with just their unaided brain. The paranormal is such a touchy topic, it could ruin someone and make them a laughing stock, and things are even worse now in some ways due to the woke society we live in. There are some people who do not let this deter them from speaking out. If we subtract the mentally ill from this group, and the hoaxers, who do we have left? We are left with the mistaken and those who really saw or heard something paranormal. Let me clarify one point. When I talk about the mentally ill, I am not saying they couldn't have a paranormal experience, just that it would be much harder for them to get anyone to believe it. There is also the other side of the coin. I am talking about those people who want to see or hear something so badly. They see and hear things everywhere and credit this to the paranormal, when in truth, it is their desire fooling them. This is not limited to only the paranormal field, it also exists in the field of UFO study. There are people who see faces in every rock on Mars and the Moon, for example. There has actually been some creditable study in the field of the paranormal, and there are some degrees being offered for PhD programs in the paranormal. I don't know much about this or how useful they might be, but the fact this field is recognized is hopeful. Studying the paranormal seriously might lead to new discoveries we weren't expecting. For example, many people who were on their deathbeds have said they could see heaven and deceased relatives and friends before they died. Most of the scientific community writes this off as some sort of brain hallucination. But what if it isn't, and our consciousness is transported to another dimension where we experience another life? If we could verify this, imagine what a discovery that would be. There are those who work with the dying who are convinced we live on, and some even claim to have seen the spirit in the form of a ghost leave the body. These are usually people who have worked with hundreds of dying people. Many people fear death and have deep anxieties about growing old and dying. What if a proof of the afterlife could be presented to them? Would it eliminate this fear? I believe it would. An example of this was presented from some of those people who had out-of-body experiences and believed they died. This led to things about these experiences which couldn't be explained away, since some of them told of things they couldn't have seen, such as people in other rooms and how doctors who came in to try and revive them were dressed. They are convinced of life after death, and some met with deceased relatives who greeted them and told them they had to go back. The big question is, how could one ever prove beyond a doubt there was life after death? Most of us who believe this take it on faith taught by our religion. It might be accomplished someday by scientists being able to discover another dimension, which is the one we go to. Of course, those of us who believe in heaven can't be sure it is in another dimension, but that is the current thinking on the subject. In 2006, an experiment named the MAP experiment replaced NASA's cosmic background explorer known as COBE. The Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded for the experiment. It was awarded because it seemed to indicate the shadows in cosmic energy indicated there were six other dimensions. While this might be a tiny first step in discovering other dimensions, it is progress in identifying extra dimensions. It does make one wonder, however, would our brains be capable of recognizing extra dimensions if we saw them? Today, scientists think they can identify 10 different dimensions. Superstring theory has suggested the increased number of dimensions. It is thought gravity may play an important part in all this, but standard physics can't account for gravity, but we are told string theory can. One of the problems with string theory is not every physicist believes in it, and some even are adamantly against it, thinking it is nonsense, and yet others are just as adamant it is the door we have to step through to increase our knowledge of things. Will we mere humans ever be able to find the location of heaven? I don't know, but we just might be able to find unknown dimensions in the future.